Food prices around the world are continuing to drive headlines, and importantly, they're continuing to drive government actions. We've seen a few times now countries have dropped tariffs on food moving into their country in a bid to lower the price for their consumers. We saw Mexico do that with pork here a few weeks ago, and this past week, it was announced that another major U.S. pork customer, South Korea, has made a similar move. Joining us today to discuss it is Jessica Spreitzer. She's the Director of Trade Analysis with the U.S. Meat Export Federation. And Jessica, thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Good to be with you.
Let's talk about the situation right now in South Korea. Jessica, this last week, they announced a duty-free import of pork from around the world. Am I understanding it correctly?
Yes, that's correct. So we just had the announcement last week that the government was going to introduce probably a 50,000 metric ton duty-free TRQ is what the initial reports are saying. So we don't have the final details of this yet. We're now expecting to get the announcement from the government the week of June 20. So they're still working through the details, but from initial reports, we're expecting it to be roughly around 50,000 metric tons of duty-free quota.
Jessica, for those of us who aren't plugged into the meat export game, 50,000 metric tons sounds like a lot. How much is it in comparison to the rest of the pork that South Korea imports?
So that is fairly significant. So for reference, last year, their total imports were around 450,000 metric tons. And back in the record in 2018, when they had record imports, that was closer to 600,000 metric tons.
Okay, so it's a sizable figure for South Korea's imports. And Jessica, will the U.S. pork producer benefit from this wave of tariffs?
So U.S. pork already is at zero duty to South Korea for all items through our trade agreement with South Korea. And some of the other main competitors already have zero duty in South Korea as well. So the EU, which is the other main supplier along with the US, and then also Chile already has total duty-free access for pork to South Korea. So the benefit for this will likely impact more on some of our competitors, so Canada, Mexico, and Brazil. Canada also has a free trade agreement with South Korea, but their duties do not fully phase to zero until a couple years from now, so not until 2027. So right now, they have lower duties than if they didn't have the free trade agreement, but they're still paying a higher rate than the U.S. So they are paying 8.6% on chilled pork currently. And then Mexico and Brazil are still subject to the full duty since they don't have a trade agreement. So that would be 25% for frozen pork and 22.5% for chilled pork. So this could open up some opportunity for those suppliers.
Jessica, the governments, Mexico previously, now South Korea, have said they're making this move to help bring pork prices, or food prices, I suppose, in country down. Do you anticipate this move doing much to actually relieve some pressure there on South Korean pork consumers?
Yeah, so in South Korea, you know, they're responding to this big increase that they've seen in domestic pork prices. And a lot of that was driven by really strong demand and consumption of pork during the pandemic, especially with pork being popular for cooking at home in Korea, and then also pork performing really well at retail. So they've seen strong demand even with increasing production domestically. So they do have high domestic prices. So the move was hoping to temper that a little bit on the import side. But as we know, globally, prices are high as well. So This could open up, I think, some more opportunities to gain some market share for some of these smaller suppliers. But the U.S. still continues to have South Korea as a major market, so I don't think that will really change those dynamics overall.
All right. As a reminder to keep American pork front and center now that South Korean buyers have some more options on their tables. Jessica, as we think about these countries dropping these import tariffs, of course, the United States does face import tariffs in other countries around the world. Is there the potential that this higher food price globally could eliminate some of those tariffs? Have we heard any places where U.S. meat could get an advantage from tariffs dropping?
Yeah. So far, this is mostly benefited some of our competitors, but you know, the U.S. has fantastic access to many markets with duty-free access for U.S. pork through a lot of our trade agreements. So especially in the Western Hemisphere, where we already have zero duties through USMCA for Canada and Mexico, and then also for Central America, the Dominican Republic, and South America as well. But a few of the countries, so this is a little more in response to the animal disease situation, and but in Vietnam and the Philippines were two of the countries where the U.S. still paid the highest duties on pork. And we've actually seen that situation change again with some recent announcements. So in Vietnam, a lot of our competitors do have trade agreements. So through CPTPP or the EU has an FTA, Russia has an agreement with Vietnam. But the U.S. was paying 15% duties on frozen pork. And we have recently had the announcement that Vietnam would be lowering their duty again, like they did back in 2020 with the outbreaks of ASF, back to 10%. So that will benefit the U.S. since we were already, you know, competing at a disadvantage there. So that 10% duty will bring us closer to our competitors. And that will be from July 1 onward. And we want to, you know, partners at NTPC for focusing on that as well. But the Philippines is another one too, where we've had a recent announcement and they have again reinstated these lower duties. So Philippines had one of the highest duties on pork globally, 40% for this out of quota duty that most suppliers are paying. And that will now be 25% again through the end of the year.
Wow, saving 15% on U.S. pork in Vietnam and 25% on U.S. pork in the Philippines. Jessica, that sounds like a win. Thank you so much for coming on the show today and talking about these opportunities in this changing global world. Really appreciate it.
Yes, great. Thank you so much.
Folks, that was Jessica Spreitzer. She's the Director of Trade Analysis at the U.S. Meat Export Federation. Stick with us when we return. Jeff Johnston, communications economist at CoBank, is going to talk to us about how changing rural internet might be in the card. Stick with us here on AOA.